This editorial has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. For the full editorial, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this editorial belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license. This is the editorial for Volume 48, Special Issue 4 of the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology. The guest editors of this issue are Professor Mohammed Ali of Athabasca University in Canada and Professor Weiwen Zhang of Beijing Normal University in China. This special issue of the Canadian Journal of Learning Technology contains articles presented at the Rethinking Online Education in the Knowledge Society with Emerging Technology Symposium jointly hosted by Beijing Normal University, Athabasca University, and Chongqing Open University in November 2021. The symposium was organized by the Chongqing Open University, China. The first article, Theoretical Development of Connectivism Through Innovative Application in China, on Connectivism in MOOCs by Li Chen and Yaqian Su from Beijing Normal University, sets the stage to discuss how education can be innovated to reach massive audiences to help reach the United Nations goal of education for all and the sustainable development goal for ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. The MOOC research team at the Distance Education Research Center at Beijing Normal University designed and developed the first massive open online course in China, adapting a connectivist approach. Using the data collected from six offerings of the MOOC over 3 years, the big data paradigm was used for data analysis, including complex network analysis, content analysis, text mining, behavior sequence analysis, epistemic network analysis, and statistical and econometric models. Artificial Intelligence in the Fourth Industrial Revolution to Educate for Sustainable Development by Mohammed Ali and Kirk Paris is timely because of the increasing interest in the use of Fourth Industrial Revolution technologies, such as artificial intelligence, to help achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Also, there is rapid development for using Fourth Industrial Revolution technologies in society. This article addresses how artificial intelligence can be used for education and sustainable development. Jingxin Zhang and Fei Victor Lim write Designing Knowledge Dissemination in a Digital Era, analyzing TED Talk's multimodal orchestration, which examines how scientific knowledge is disseminated in one of the most widespread academic genres, TED Talks, and shares discoursal similarities with other academic genres such as online lectures. The study adopted a systemic functional multimodal discourse analysis approach to explore how a presenter used speech, images, and gestures to disseminate knowledge. Tammy Soane White's Defining and Exploring Broadband Connections and Education Solutions in Canada's North addresses broadband connections in Northern Canada. It analyzes the impacts that broadband capacity and internet access have on remote education by examining geographic information system data, which offers a framework that connects spatial and temporal data to analyze accessibility of remote education. Analysis of the status and influencing factors of online learning by Jia Juhi, Hong Xiao, and Fei Jiang describes a study that used a questionnaire survey with primary and high school students. The survey was conducted from four aspects: demographics, online learning preparation, online learning situation, and online learning experience. This study thoroughly investigates the status and problems of students' online learning and analyses the characteristics of students' online learning and the differences among the grades. The article It's Happy Hour Somewhere, Video Conferencing Guidelines for Traversing Time and Space by Aga Palalis, Rebecca Heiser, and Ashley Gollard claims that one benefit of video conferencing is that it can address time and distance boundaries. With this advantage also comes a challenge. The pressures of time and time not being used purposefully often negatively impact the online learning experience and the digital wellness of its participants. Drawing on a systematic review of the relevant literature of the last decade, temporal guidelines have been distilled to promote the design of video conferencing-based learning that is conducive to successful learning while maintaining digital well-being. Jean Kim examines the interconnectivity of pedagogy and education 4.0 in higher online education. Industry 4.0 advancements in technology are creating a dynamic and fast-changing world that affects how we live and work. Pedagogy, or self-determined learning, is an approach that promotes critical thinking, social-emotional skills, and lifelong learning. Educators need to rethink existing teaching approaches to better prepare learners for future careers that Industry 4.0 will create. Kim makes recommendations on principles of pedagogy as an effective teaching and learning approach to meet the skills and needs necessary for education 4.0. In Dynamic Evolution Analysis of Social Network in KMOOC based on Arsena model, Yakian Su and Junlei Du provide information on the first connectivist massive open and online course in China, Internet Plus Education. Dialogue between theory and practice as the research object. Using the dynamic analysis method of social networks, which is based on stochastic actor-oriented models, to reveal the influence of the individual attributes and network structural attributes on the dynamic evolution of social networks in a KMOOC, Cognification in Learning, Teaching, and Training. A discussion highlights how emerging trends in cognification could disrupt online education. Vivekanandan Kumar, Mohammed Ali, Avgustus Tsinikas, and Helmi Norman team up to address cognification techniques that design complex data analytic models which allow natural intelligence to engage artificial smartness in ways that can enhance the learning experience. Cognification is defined as the approach to make something increasingly, ethically, and regulatably smarter. Teaching architectural technology knowledge using virtual reality technology by Yilu describes how to teach architectural technology knowledge using virtual reality. The traditional pedagogical method adopts a series of two-dimensional drawings to explain three-dimensional objects, while architectural design education has begun exploring integrating virtual reality tools in the classroom, especially in the early design stage. This article explores if virtual reality can assist in teaching architectural technology knowledge in removing learning barriers in self-paced online STEM education. Hongxin Yan, Fuhu Lin, and Kinchuk address how to remove barriers in online STEM education, which is important because of increasing use of emerging technologies. They note that self-paced online learning provides great flexibility for learning, yet it brings some inherent learning barriers because of the nature of this educational paradigm. The authors propose some corresponding strategies to address these barriers in order to create a more supportive self-paced online learning environment. The articles are written by experts and emerging scholars in the field of educational technology, making this special issue relevant to readers at various levels in educational technology. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.